ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ चिस्कॉन चौपाटी ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवताम एंड इट इज 11th of February 2009 ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवताम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर नंबर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द परफेक्ट सोसाइटी फोर स्पिरिचुअल क्लासेस Responsibly, please. Varjayet pramadagatam agrahasto bruhat vratah indriyani pramatini harantyayapi yatermana Worth, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A brahmachari or one who has not accepted the grahastha ashram, family life, must rigidly avoid talking with women or about women. For the senses are so powerful that they may agitate even the mind of a sannyasi, a member of the renounced order of life. Responsibly, please. A brahmachari or one who has not accepted the grahastha ashram, family life, must rigidly avoid talking with women or about women. For the sense purport, brahmacharya essentially means the vow not to marry, but to observe strict celibacy, bruhat vrat. A brahmachari or a sannyasi should avoid talking with women or reading literature concerning talks between man and woman. The injunction restricting association with woman is the basic principle of spiritual life. Associating or talking with woman is never advised in any of the Vedic literatures. The entire Vedic system teaches one to avoid sex life so that one may gradually progress from brahmacharya to grahastha, from grahastha to vanaprastha, and from vanaprastha to sannyas, and thus give up material enjoyment, which is the original cause of bondage to this material world. The word brihadvrat refers to one who has decided not to marry, or in other words, not to indulge in sex life throughout his entire life. Om agya varjayet pramada gatham agrahasto bruhadvratah indriyani pramathini हरन्ति अपि यते मनः. ये ब्रह्मचारी और सो वर्जयत रिस्ट्रिक्टेड. व्हाट इज रिस्ट्रिक्टेड? प्रमदा गाथा टॉक्स अबाउट और विथ वुमन. Why? Because indriyani pramathini. Indriyani pramathini. Indriya, the senses are deceitful, pramathini. Harer haranti api yater manaha. It is so powerful to deceive one, to cheat one, that even the minds of yati, sannyasi, even the minds of sannyasis, the senses can bewilder. Senses can bewilder even the mind of sannyasi, who is dradavrata himself, who is very fixed in vows of celibacy. A brahmachari or one who has not accepted the grahastha ashram must restrict talking about or talking with women. So I was about to say that these talks are not about the lady devotees who are in Krishna consciousness, but actually Prabhupada makes a point, any woman, for brahmachari, sannyasi, even grahastha and vanaprastha, the association with the woman should be restricted. So why is it is so? Because for time immemorial, a living entity is entrapped in Maya. Maya means honey and money. Very vigorous form of Maya is honey and money, Kanchan and Kamini. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Jagadananda Pandit, they are both saying that Krishna Bahirmukh Hana Bhogovancha Kare Nikastha Maya Tare Jhapotiyadare. That living entity, for time immemorial, for long, long, long duration of time, has bewildered himself. What is the bewilderment? That I want to become sense gratifier, bhogo vancha. I want to enjoy parallel to Krishna. Why Krishna is the only enjoyer? I am also enjoyer. So that minute independence, that living entity which is very minute, minute living entity and minute independence misuses. Because it's minute living entity. Living entity is very, very minute. Because of the minute nature of living entity, it makes misuse of his minute independence. Just like a small child misuses independence. I want to put my finger into this fan. Prabhupada's son, small young child. Prabhupada says, no, you will get hurt. But no, I want to put. Misuses independence. Doesn't want to listen. So similarly, a living entity being minute, with minute independence, misuses that independence. I don't want to listen to you, Krishna. I don't want to enjoy along with you, Krishna. I want to enjoy just like you independently, on my own. Bhogavan Chakare. Krishna Bahirmukh Jeev, Bhogavan Chakare. Bhog meaning enjoying separate from Krishna. That is called bhog. Bhog means not enjoyed, not that thing that which is enjoyed by Krishna, but I want to enjoy separate from you. This is Maya. This is the beginning of Maya. Maya begins because material, the definition of matter is that which is not connected with Krishna. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Anything that is not connected with Krishna is Maya. So we can say otherwise also, that everything is connected with Krishna. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Everything is connected with Krishna. But a living entity, because of the minute nature, because of the minute independence, it separates some of the thing from Krishna, and this is meant for my enjoyment. That is matter. Whatever we see, not in connection with Krishna, we separate. This is mine, this is mine. That mine is matter, and that is Maya. And that is what living entity wants to enjoy. But a living entity tries to enjoy Maya, cannot enjoy Maya. Chapalasukh. It is very flickering happiness. Cannot. So this is a mistake. So then Krishna is very compassionate. The nature of Krishna is that he is Rasika Sekhar, Krishna Param Karun. He is very, very compassionate. Param Karun. These are the two significant nature of Krishna, that he is Rasik, he is an enjoyer, Rasik, Sekhar, Krishna, Param Karun. And he is very compassionate. So that's why Krishna says, let me devise material world, and within that material world, living entity will enjoy separately from me, thinking that he is the enjoyer, he is the Ishwar. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan, sukhi. So he will become independent enjoyer. I am the Ishwara. And in doing this, living entity will suffer unlimitedly. So he puts suffering, not intentionally, just to reform living entity, he puts this suffering. Maya. Nikasta maya tare, japotiya tare. Anadi bahirmukh jiv, Krishna bhuli gela. Atayeva maya tare, deha sansar dukh. So he put maya here, why? Because maya can give distresses to living entity. Why distresses? Because that way the living entity can reform itself and come back to me, Krishna. That's why Krishna designed this material world, a domain of Maya, Durga Devi, domain of Durga, Maya. So, because Krishna is Param Karun, he also devises, he puts some devices by which living entity can come back to him after reformation, after reforming. It can come back to Krishna. So that's why he devised many, many things. He put many devices here. Not 1, 2, 10, 15, 100, 1 million. Many, many devices. But most prominent devices are Sadhu Shastra Kripaye Yadi. Krishna Unmukha Hoy. Sei Jeeva Nistare Maya Tahar Chudai. Maya unko chhod deti hai. Maya leaves that living entity alone. Which? One, that living entity on which Shastra and Sadhu's mercy has been bestowed. Shastra Sadhu Kripaye Yadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy. The living entity goes towards Krishna, not away from Krishna. Vimukh, Unmukh, Unmukha Hoy. Sei Jeeva Nistare Maya Tahare Chudai. So that is our two devices, Shastra and Sadhu. Then here the device is Varnasram. That in within Varnasram, Acharavatam, Na Anyat Ka Vishnu Aradhyate. Varnasram is a gradual process by which living entity can come to Krishna consciousness. Varnasram. Chatur Varna Maya Sristim Guna Karma Vibhagasha. So Krishna put this device, Varna and Asram. So gradually living entity can come to Krishna consciousness. So this is another device. Then Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttam Sloke, Bhaktira Bhavati Naistiki. So this scripture, Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas, Shastra, Bhagavat, Bhagavat Bhakta, and so many devices, festivals and holy name, Krishna gives holy name. One who goes to hellish planet, if he wants to bestow his compassion to the living entity, then Krishna gives him his holy name by which Nistare, by which he can be delivered. So whole point here in these two chapters is Varna and Ashram is to reform living entity. What is the reformation? That somehow or another living entity can go back to Krishna, go back to home, back to Godhead. So this is the idea. Not that woman is bad or man is bad. Prabhupada says woman is very good. Mothers. And Prabhupada says man is very good. Father. But when they are together, they are very bad. They are very bad. So that's why here it says restriction. Not that woman is bad. Woman is mother. A woman should be sati. Sati means a very, very chaste woman. Strinam, bhartrum, bhartum, susrusha. A sati, a woman who is very chaste, serving loyally, nicely to her husband. That woman is not that she should be looked down upon. She is very, very elevated soul herself. Of course we should restrict our talks and mingling and association with even satis. Why? Because the second line. Pramathini, indriyani, pramathini. यते मनः यते यति प्रमाथि the senses are very very like unbridled horses. Senses are like unbridled horses, very hard to control, can sleep at any moment, can make mistake at any moment. That famous story that Vyasadeva wrote this sloka. This sloka, he said that matra, dhatra, duhitra va, na vivikshano bhavet, balavan indriya gramo, vidvan api karshati. So then the meaning is that one should not be in a solitary place, even with his own mother, daughter, or sister. Why? Because the senses are very, very powerful, can override you, and can take over you, and curb you down, smash you down. Pramathini. Indriyani pramathini. That's why one should not be in a solitary place by yourself with your daughter, sister, or mother. Why mother and daughter and sister? They are my intimate relative. But even then, so then one of the disciples of Srila Vyasadeva, he raised this question, why did you write so? Why did you? Mother, sister, daughter. So Vyasadeva says, you will understand eventually. So one day, there was a torrent of rain, so much rain. And this particular gentleman who raised this question, his sister, mother, or daughter, or whoever was living nearby. So much storm. So, due to the storm, he was hermitage. His hermitage was there. So, due to this storm, his mother, or say daughter, or say sister, whatever, was wet, very transparent cloth. The cloth became so transparent due to the woman being wet, came to take shelter of brother or son or whatever, father. And when she entered his hermitage, he became bewildered by seeing wet body of a woman. He became so much bewildered, and his senses became so much agitated. Of course, he may have control, but so much agitation in his body, senses. Eyes are looking, and anyway, I don't want to describe what is it about, but you know it when the ladies there have a transparent clothes and weight, and when you are alone with her, then senses takes over, mind takes over living entity. So the next day that disciple went to Srila Vyasadeva, Gurudev, now I realized, why did you write so? Now I realized. So, matra, dhatra, druhitra, va, na vivikshano bhavet, balvan indriya gramo, vidvan api karsati, yati manaha, karsati, indriyani karsati, yati manaha. Even sannyasi's mind, indriyani karsati, can bewilder. So India, these senses are so powerful. Mind is so powerful. Why or ever duskara. Vayureva duskara. Mind is very, very powerful. Even more powerful than tornado, hurricane. More powerful. So what to talk about small little living entity, you know, which is ghostly, haunted for lives together, time immemorial. Anadi bahirmukh jeev. So, we can come to the brahmachari class, but before brahmachari class, this is a prerequisite that somehow or other living entity has to be reformed. And that's why varnashram. It's not that we are trying to restrict everything, restrict. But the rogue, Prabhupada says, this disease, material disease, is so strong. It's so strong. So one has to take medicine in that proportion, matra. 500 milligram will not work. Nowadays there is 1000 milligram and 5000 milligram drugs, medicines. So many strong medicines. Why? But the disease is also strong. Bhava aushadhi sotra mano viramat. Bhava aushadhi. Bhava janma mrutyu jara vyadhi. This is bhava aushadhi. Holy name, bhava aushadhi. Celibacy, bhava aushadhi. Controlling senses, bhava aushadhi. So you have to take aushadhi, aushad. Without aushad, we cannot cure ourselves. We can cure, but very rare. Very rare. Akaran kripa. Causeless mercy. It is called causeless mercy of Gurudev. Causeless mercy of Radhanath Maharaj. Causeless mercy of Radha Gopinath. Gopinath, Radhanath, Srinath, Lokanath. Lokera Jivan, Prabhupada, Lokanath, Nath, mercy. We have to take this causeless mercy. Then our work is done. But very rare. Just like Prabhupada gives one example. There is a bicycle man riding on bicycle. So he wants to go thousands and thousands of miles, that is his goal. But, you know, biking, very difficult. But if he catch hold of a truck or a tractor, which is going thousands of miles, then very easy, just catch hold. So we have to catch hold of the dhoti of Srinath, Gopinath, Radhanath, Maharaj, and Lokanath, Prabhupada. Work is done. Then that is called causeless mercy, but it's very difficult. Causeless mercy will come if you invoke causeless mercy in them. So in order to invoke that causeless mercy, so that they can give you causeless mercy, you have to invoke, you have to agitate, you have to do something. You have to do something. That is seva. That is seva. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Seva. So seva. Serve. So we can serve in brahmachari ashram, grahastha, vanprastha, sannyas, or any ashram, or any, we can, that's why Lord Chaitanya say, naham varni, naham grahapati, naham sannyasi, gopi bhartur, padakamalayur, das, dasanu das, seva, das. So you have to serve in a proper setting, proper understanding. Of course, brahmachari life is a free life, and most intelligent man will remain brahmachari. Because no burden, wife's burden, stri burden, 3. Brahmachari, if he cannot remember, that is famous sloka. Punsastriya maithuni bhavam etad trayo mitho hrudaya granthi mahur ata gruha kshetra suta apta vitai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Punsastriya maithuni, the male and female body in any species becomes attached. Punsastriya maithuni bhavam, maithun bhav etad tayo mitho hrudaya granthim, male and female body becomes bind up with the granthi, hrudaya granthi. Their heart melts and becomes one heart, hrudaya granthi aho. And from that hrudaya granthi what comes? Stri means expansion. The literal meaning of stri, expansion. So stri comes on your shoulder, brahmachari's shoulder, and then stri brings so many other things, expansion. What she brings? Gruha. Nowadays, the woman wants to marry a man. The first question she asks, do you have griha? If you have griha, if you have an apartment or a house, then I'll marry you. That's the first condition. Here may not be so much. America, it is very prevalent. Very, very much so. A lady will ask you first, do you have a house? So she comes with a house. And Prabhupada says, once the house is there, you decorate house and you have a beautiful wife, and then you want to invite everybody to see your existence, how beautiful your setup, your house and the paraphernalia and beautiful wife and a beautiful so burden of house. Then children comes. So beautiful children. Expensive. Stri means expensive. So you cannot fulfill your desire, then you have to fulfill desire of your wife, then you have to fulfill desire of your children, then you have to fulfill desire of your boss, because you will have to go and earn. So it is like a brahmachari who had a nice little, small little langoti. Means, what is langoti? Means, what is the English? Kaupin. No, English is Brahman underwear. Brahman underwear. That's English. The English of langoti is Brahman underwear. That Brahman underwear was drying, and the chuha, one mouse, used to come every day and, you know, eat this Brahman underwear. So he says, oh, this is nonsense. Chuha comes every day, mouse comes every day and eats up my Brahman underwear. Let me have a cat. So cat will chase this mouse and my underwear will be safe. So just to make underwear safe, he bought the cat. And then cat started, meow, 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 give me milk, give me milk, give me milk. So then he says, what to do? Now I have to have some cow so that I can milk and give cat a milk. So cow came. And after cow came, maintenance. Who will milk and who will do vasidu, means, you know, cleaning the cow's yard, and who will give food to Gautu or whatever, you know, cow's food. So then wife came. So children came, and then nokri. Bipale sevinu kripana durijana, boss came. Kripana durijana. Kripana durijana. Makhichus boss. Squeezing every single drop of your blood. He is squeezing. From morning 8 o'clock to night 12 o'clock. You cannot go home. 2 hours ride going, towards ride coming Bombay subway. So you are perfect, you know, perfect ass. This becomes so much burden, you know, as that famous story again. Prabhupada gives dwindling carrot in front of your mouth. The ass, the washerman ass, the washerman makes him go whole day, 12 hours, by putting one dingling carrot in front of his face. He's just like this carrot. So ass sees that carrot. I want to eat, I want to eat. So he takes one step, and the carrot goes one more step ahead. And he takes another step, and the third step, and carrot, due to this carrot, ass goes whole day, works for the washerman. And at the end of the day, washerman takes that carrot and put his in pocket. And the next day, same carrot, he just put it on dangling in front of his mouth. This is a position of a brahmachari. Brahmachari who has unbridled horses, five horses, senses, dingling carrot. So many examples Prabhupada gives. Prabhupada gives another example that a camel eating thorn and bleeding in his mouth and thinks that, oh, so thorn is so sweet, very, very nice taste comes from this thorn. So eating more thorn, more thorn, more thorn, more bleeding, more taste, and finishes his mouth. So a poor camel doesn't know that it's eating, tasting its own blood. It's not the thorn. So this is bifale sevinu kripana durijana. Durijana, kripana, durijana. Why? Chapala sukha lava lagire. Just to have a little chapal sukh, flickering happiness. How much sex life one can have? How much? It is disgusting after a while. Anything in material world is designed in such a way that it can give you a flickering happiness. Why? Because you want that. You want to become Ishwar. You want to become Bhokta. Krishna Bahirmukh Jeev. Krishna Bahirmukh Jeev Bhogovancha Kare. Nikasta Maya Tare Japoti Yadare. Maya. Maya is sitting very nicely in a nice sari, nice, sundar, smiling face. And then Prabhupada says that she will smile and then will try to attract you and will tell you, why don't you come and enjoy me? And then afterwards, she will smack you. She will smack you. Smash you up. Make you ass. Go whole day. Make you... I'm not talking about some, you know, devotee woman or anything, but this is Maya. This is Maya. This is bewilderment. This is what bewilderment means. Krishna Bhuli says you, Anadi Bahirmukh. Atayo maya tare deye sansar dukh. Maya sansar dukh deti hai. This is bewilderment. Ata gruha kshetra, gruha, ata from wife, ata gruha, gar, kshetra, house, kshetra means field, business, nokri, somewhere you can produce money to support wife and children, ata gruha kshetra, suta, then putra will come, suta, son will come, suta, apta, apne, relatives, suta, apta, vita, janasya mohoyam, janasya moh, gali ke, ghar ke, baad mein gali ke, baad mein desh ke, hai na? Janasya moho, yam, aham mameti, that I am that fool. I am that living entity, I am. May a fool बॉडी शरीर अहम ममेति परफेक्ट इल्यूजन परफेक्ट होल पैकेज परफेक्ट इल्यूजन एंड लिविंग एंटिटी गेट्स ट्रैप्ड विफल से विनु कृपण कृपण दूरी जन ट्रैप चपल सुख लव लागी रे ट्रैप्ड ककून लाइक वी आर द लिविंग एंटिटी पुट्स ककून अराउंड इट सेल्फ जस्ट लाइक ए सिल्क वर्म इज सिल्क थ्रेड रैपिंग अराउंड इट सेल्फ बिकम्स ए ककून ऑन दिस सिल्क वर्म एंड देन एट द एंड सिल्क वर्म बिकम्स ट्रैप इन दैट ककून And then after that trap, doesn't know how it got trapped and doesn't know what to do. So this is Maya's. Maya is perfect. Maya has to be perfect. Why? Because living entity wants to enjoy separate from Krishna. So Krishna wants to reform them and bring them back to Him. So that's why this Maya. And a vigorous form of Maya is honey and money. Honey is the most vigorous form of Maya, allurement, attracting, very attractive. Why? Because we have this material body. Material body, and material the sex is the requirement or longing of this material body, not living entity. Living entity is spiritual. Satchidanand wants to enjoy with Super Satchidanand Krishna. That is living entity's desire. But living entity makes mistake. That's why this trap. And that's why this reformation. So the vigorous form of this trap is opposite sex. Very, very perfect illusion. You can never can figure out why I am trapped. Such a smiling face, the small little kids, they'll laugh and speak nice, you know, little small little words, which is very soothing to your ear, and you will be trapped in such a way that you will never think that this is not my natural thing. You will think this is my natural thing. That famous story about Indra. Indra, he was a hog. And stool, and he was eating stool and living in stool, and so many piglets, and so nice piglets, so nice, my wife, pig wife, piglets, and stool, and dirt, and I don't want a heavenly kingdom. I don't want to become king of a heaven. Why? Because it's perfectly trapped. It is programmed. This living entity is totally programmed. Total program. Can never come out of it. So that's why this is a very, very severe disease. So for that, we have to take severe medicine. Holy name, Brahmacharya, Dhradavrata, Dhradavrata, Bhishma, Pratigya, Dhradavrata, vow of celibacy. Eva dukkha dukkham, kandula yena karayor, eva dukkha dukkham, trupyanti naiha, kripana bahu dukkha bhaja, kandutivan manusijam, saheta dhira. So this is manusijam. This happiness from sex, derived from sex, is manusijam. First, sex develops in our mind, not in sense. It develops in mind. Contemplation on opposite sex, constant contemplation. That's where the sex is produced, in the mind first. Then the other scenario starts. Kandutivan manusijam saheta dhira. That dhira will control mind first. And when the mind is controlled, automatically senses are controlled. When the senses are controlled, automatically object of the senses are controlled. Purified object, the mind is pure, then the intelligence is pure, then whole existence is pure, and then we can get out of this material existence. Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhyo parammana manasastu parabuddhiryo buddhehe parasastu saha. We can get out of this trap. This total trap. Maya's trap. And why I gave reason. Many times I give reason. Why this trap? Because we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. Bhogavan chakare nikasta maya tare japotiyadare. And maya can, maya tahar chudai. Maya can leave you alone. Maya can become your subservient if you become, if you take that causeless mercy of sastram sadhu. Sastra sadhu kripaye adi Krishna unmukha hoy. Sei jiv nistare maya tahar chudai. Maya becomes your subservient. So, it's not that bad, the woman is bad, man is bad, but our desire is bad. What we desire, we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. So woman and man is not bad. But we have to, we are trapped, now we want to get out. For that, we will have to practice. And what is that practice? That indriyani pramathini, pramada. The next sloka is coming, one sloka after this. That dhruta saman premda naam, agni saman premada, dhruta kumbha saman puman. That premada is like agni. Premada means lady, stree. Woman is like agni, and dhruta saman pruman, that makhan, the butter, is like a man is butter. So butter is very, very sweet, very, very nice. It's so nice, no problem. And fire is also very nice. In cold, below zero weather, or if you want to have heat, very nice. If you want to cook, very nice. But when you bring both together, then it will burn like fire. The butter will melt. And so this is a problem. Prabhupada says, problem is not man or a woman. Problem is mingling. Problem is considering this body belongs to me and this body meant for my enjoyment. This is a problem. Problem is not woman or problem is not man. Somehow or other, Krishna wanted this material, Manus and all these, Prajapatis to increase population. It is, sex is for proper use. Dharma virodo kamosmi. It's for proper use. But we gratify our senses. We become subservient of our senses. That's a problem. So that's why restriction. All kind of restriction. Brahmachari restriction, sannyas restriction, grahastha restriction. All these ashram meant for restricting sex. Why? Because sex is a binding force in material life, material existence, material world. If anybody gets trapped in material world, then this is the main cause, the sex. So we have to control or give up, one or another. Controlling means grahastha. And without the permission of a guru, one cannot procreate. So grahastha is also brahmachari. So idea is to control and become sanskar. This is become cultured society in which we can nourish Krishna consciousness. If woman is not restricted, then the society becomes of a cats and dogs, Prabhupada says. Cats and dogs. Savid varaha ustakharai samstuta purusha pashu नायत कर्ण यतो पेतो जातु नाम गदाग्रज दैट संस्तुत पुरुष दैट वुमन टॉक पोर्नोग्राफी इन दिस एंड दैट दैट टॉक संस्तुत पुरुष पशु हॉग डॉग एस एंड कैमल दे ऑलवेज इंडल्ज इन दिस वुमन टॉक बट नायत कर्ण यतो पेतो जातु नाम गदाग्रज इन देर ईयर होल्स द होली नेम डजन एंटर बिकॉज दे आर डॉग्स हॉग्स कैट एंड कैमल नथिंग बियॉन्ड दैट सो दिस सोसाइटी वी डोंट वॉन्ट वी वॉन्ट सोसाइटी ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियस पीपल इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस दिस इज द सोल्यूशन फॉर ह्यूमैनिटी एट लार्ज for 10,000 years to come. Restrict. And culture. Restriction means culture. So, I think I have gone quite beyond. So, any question or comment? Sanka, Samadhan, Saval. Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhu, they say that there is a need for taking association. You should take
need for
taking association of devotees.
Yes.
And at the same time, it is said that one should not be affected by one's surroundings.
Yes.
One should not be affected by a surrounding in the sense yes. that you know, like for example. One should be always thinking of.
Yes,
Krishna.
I understand. What is, what
so
is
all
that?
Is conflicting. How can one, be at the, in the association?
It's not conflicting. It's not conflicting at all. The question is that one wants to take association, and one should not get affected by agitation. So yes. First, we should take association and control our senses in beginning. And when you come to the topmost stage of spiritual realization, like Haridas Thakur, then you will not get disturbed by your surrounding. But in beginning, you must observe the rules and regulation to come to that stage, to the transcendental Brahma stage. Brahmachari means he should be, Brahmachari definition means that he is very fixed in Brahma, in Krishna, in Param Brahma. He should be fixed in Brahma, where there is no any disturbance, always fixed, focused. But come to that stage, you have to have rules and regulations. You have to begin with this restriction. You are restricted. Why? Because you want to come to that stage. We have bhav rog. So, in order to become free from rog, from disease, we have to have some do's and some don'ts. So, in beginning stage, until our disease is finished, we have to have do's and don'ts, restrictions. And when we are to that platform of Brahma platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, na sochati, na kaankshati, no disturbance, no hankering, no lamentation, no disturbance. You are set to go back to home, back to Godhead. No disturbance. So, we have to come to that stage. Until that, we have to have this association of saintly people and chanting and four rags and so many restrictions like that. Am I answering? No. Association is for neophyte and association is for those who are already the topmost elevated personalities like Brahma and Narada and Vyas and whoever. Association of devotees is very natural for at any stage, purest stage or neophyte stage. The without association, you will not enjoy. You will not stay on your transcendental platform. Association is for every stage. Not that you kick a ladder. That you, for ladder you want to climb, and when you climb, reach the destination, then you kick the ladder. No, you don't kick the ladder. You keep the ladder. Association is for all stages of our life. Association of saintly people. And there is always somebody above us in spiritual platform. Somebody is always above us, all the way up to Krishna. Krishna is buck stop at Krishna. Krishna is a super topmost association. So everybody is longing up to that level. So ultimately, we have to have association of Krishna. And so, we have to have association with His associates. And that is very much what we are longing for. Any another question? Sri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki, Sri Nath Ji Ki, Radha Nath Goswami Maharaj Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Gaur Premanandi. Yeah.